Hello and welcome to this week's edition of What's Brewing. Joplo Bartu is here as our guest this week.
How you doing?
Good. It's been a little fast for you, hasn't it?
It's been a whirlwind.
What's been the most fascinating thing about going from a year ago to now?
I mean, just the whole ride to this point has been fascinating. I mean, it's been an amazing ride, and I'm just taking it all in. Even though everything's happening so fast, I'm just taking it all in.
I'm fascinated about this one thing you went through in your senior year at Texas State in this position change. Mm-hmm. Halfway through the season, you changed positions.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you just exploded the last, what, six ball games?
Yeah.
What happened? Did coaches come to you and talk, hey, we need you to play another spot? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, they moved me to DN, and so I was playing DN for the first half of the season. And then towards the end, they said, we need you back at linebacker. And so, I mean, I felt being back at linebacker, I was out of a cage and I had more room to, you know, make plays. So,
Is that really the reason you're here?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I just felt loose and free being back at linebacker and, you know, being able to roam the field more.
Tell me about Texas State. What do we need to know about Texas State and the Bobcats and Coach Fran and all that stuff?
Well, we just became big D1 a couple of years ago.
You weren't big D1 before? You were little D1?
We were D1 AA. Yeah, so we just became D1 single A. And we was in the WAC last year, and then we just moved to the Sun Belt Conference. We're doing pretty well right now. We're bowl eligible, so hopefully we get in the bowl.
You got a little pride in Texas State, don't you?
Yeah, that's my school.
How many people offered you out of high school? You remember them?
I remember most of them. Northwestern and Illinois, UNL, Moreau.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But well, you had Big Ten offers.
Yeah,
didn't go.
I just wanted to stay with my brother in Texas.
Yeah?
Yeah, be close to family, so.
All right. Speaking of Texas, what do we need to know about Waller, Texas?
Waller, small country town, you know, just.
Where is it?
In the middle of nowhere. No, it's outside of Houston. It's right outside of Houston, between Houston and Hempstead. I'm not sure if you know where Hempstead is.
Where's Hempstead?
It's before College Station.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's just a small town, just a country town, just quiet town, you know. It's not much to do unless you just go into the city.
How many people?
I couldn't tell you. It's not very big, though.
Does everybody kind of know everybody?
Yeah, everybody knows everybody. I mean, if you're popular, then majority of the town knows you.
Football's important there, though, huh?
Yeah, football is real big down there.
When did football become important to you?
At first grade, when I first started playing Pee Wee. And so we started playing Little League football. My brother was into it, and so I got into it. And we just got attached ever since.
All right. Time for Third and Short, always part of what we do here with What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. We've talked about Waller, Texas. When you were a kid and you played football, who did you pretend you were?
Emmitt Smith. Yeah, I wore number 22 and everything. So Emmitt Smith was my idol growing up.
So I'm guessing the Cowboys were your favorite team?
Yeah, I liked the Cowboys. But then Houston got their own team, and I started liking Houston.
When you started your senior year at Texas State, did you think you could play in the NFL?
I had high hopes to play in the NFL. I just felt like I just need to work hard and see where it can get me.
Until you got to the NFL, what's the biggest game you played in?
My first game senior year at Texas Tech in our new stadium at Texas State. It was probably the biggest game, sold out crowd. I think we held record numbers in that stadium. So,
The word is you were a big time strength and conditioning guy, weight room guy.
Yeah.
What's the most impressive thing you've ever done in the weight room?
Well, I jumped the 39-inch vertical, and then I squatted 600, maxed out at 600 before. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive for me.
All right. If you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
Probably be a coach, coaching football somewhere in Texas. High school football in Texas is phenomenal. So,
neatest thing to happen to you since you turned pro?
the neatest thing that happened to me.
Like, you went, that guy knows me, kind of thing?
Neatest thing, I guess. I really, just me being able to start and starting my first game, I mean, that's the neatest thing for me.
That's good.
Yeah, it's been an amazing ride.
That's Joplo Bartu, and that's this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's.